In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In anticipation of Palm Sunday, the Church brings to us today the words of St. John about the entrance of the Lord in Jerusalem. The Apostle says, "The great crowd which had come for the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took the branches of palms and went forth to meet him. And they cried out, 'Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel.' And Jesus found a young ass and sat upon it, as it is written, 'Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes, sitting upon the coat of an ass.'" This great entrance of the Lord in Jerusalem is full of significance. First of all, it is a clear proof of his love for us. Because you understand that he knew what was going to happen over there. He knew that they were plotting his death, and that entering the city meant marching voluntarily to the cross. And it was exactly what he did. He went voluntarily to the cross. So we can say that nobody took his life, but he gave it willingly. My brethren, had he not wanted to suffer and die for us, he would not have entered in Jerusalem. If he did, it was because of us, because he was eager to accomplish the work of our redemption. However, the entrance of the Lord in Jerusalem doesn't tell us only about his approaching death, but also about his final victory. The entrance of Christ in Jerusalem prefigures the entrance of the humanity of Christ in heaven itself. During the solemn liturgy of Palm Sunday, there is this very meaningful moment when the procession stops in front of the doors of the church. Everyone is waiting to be able to go in, but the doors are closed. And suddenly the subdeacon knocks at the doors of the church with the cross. And then the doors are opened, and all can finally go inside. This ceremony signifies that after the sin of our first parents, the doors of heaven were closed, and not even the just were able to go in. And even the just were not able to go in. They had to wait. Wait for Christ the Lord to reopen the doors of heaven by his cross. After accomplishing the work of our redemption by his death on the cross, our Lord came back to life and entered the heavenly Jerusalem on the day of his ascension, bringing with him the souls of all the just men and women of the Old Testament who were in limbo waiting for his redemption. just like we see in the procession of Palm Sunday. Christ precedes, and then everybody follows him inside the church, which is a symbol of the heavenly Jerusalem. So we hope one day to join the Lord and all the saints who have gone before us into the heavenly Jerusalem, holding with them the palm of victory. And in this most important endeavor, we cannot forget a very important detail that we see in the gospel for today. How did the Lord enter Jerusalem? This is necessary for us to know if we want to enter there ourselves. How did the Lord enter Jerusalem? My brethren, he entered into the holy city, sitting in a little donkey. By the choice of his, our Lord shows that it's not by showing off how great we are, how smart we are, or even how pious we are. It's not by showing off that we make our way to heaven. No, it's not by pride, but by humility and meekness that we get up there. Remember the words of the Lord. Learn of me, because I am what? Meek and humble of heart. So if we want to go to heaven, if we want to enter into the heavenly Jerusalem, we also need to sit in a little donkey. We also need humility and meekness. That's a big lesson for us. So, my brethren, let us descend from our big horses and follow the Lord in our little donkeys, in humility and meekness. And if we do so, we shall get there. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.